for now, we continue some of the reaction. We are joined on the line by Professor Yusuf Chiktay, a member of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Prof, Assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for joining us.
Walaikum salam, and thank you for having me. The magic day yesterday.
It's an absolute pleasure, and considering everything that has been going on for the last 16 months, we've of course been chatting to you regularly around some of your activism and that of the PSC, and some of, I think, some important reminders that you were able to share, and the momentum that you're able to keep up over the last 16 months has certainly been welcomed and important. From your perspective, though, at the PSC, your reaction to the ceasefire now having taken effect?
You know, we must celebrate and enjoy and join the Palestinians in the every prospect of lifting their suffering and what they're going through. And at the same time, we mustn't be fooled by what is happening. You know, just after 76 years of war, we witnessing something which is repeating itself all over again. You know, there's a war, and then there's peace, but the war never ends, the Nakba never ends, the genocide never ends. It's a temporary truce which has been forcing the hand of Israel. Because of the resistance and because of what Trump wants, he wants a peaceful inauguration today. That's why the peace came to, not the peace, the cessation of hostilities came into effect yesterday. But, you know, it was marred by yet more killings. More than 200 people were killed in the last hours. Once this has been signed, the ceasefire has been signed. So it does. You, was it necessary for the Israelis to carry on in the genocidal attack? At the same time, we see people going back to their homes in Gaza to the rubbles that their homes have been reduced to, looking for their families. We see the prospect of the starvation being lifted with the food trucks that are coming in. And we are happy with that. And we must increase that manifold. But let us not forget that we can never trust the Israelis. We can never trust the Zionists. They are going after Trump's inauguration today. They have already signaled, and once the hostages are released, they are going to reoccupy the Rafah border that they said. They won't leave Gaza, and what we want in Gaza is for them to lift the siege, to lift the occupation, and to ensure that that the Palestinians enjoy self-determination. But at the same time, I must say, you know, we saw the scenes of the hostages, or the prisoners of the Palestinian prisoners being released. The three captives of the Israeli captives were released. They were driven in a car. They were handed over to Red Cross, and they got the best medical care. And they looked very well, these female captives, Israeli captives. The Palestinians held in detention without trial. The Palestinian prisoners, the Palestinian women and children held in jail. Look at, we were exceptionally overjoyed when they came out. But did you see how they look, how they were battered, how they were traumatized in those Israeli prisons? And so the medical care that they are receiving highlights the apartheid medicine being applied in Palestine. Khalida Jarar, one of the leading figures who was detained without trial. You know, she went in there as a healthy person. She came back traumatized, you know, because of the torturing that the Israeli prison system exacts on the Palestinians. So this is something that we need to address, and there is no time for a let-up now. We must ensure that this temporary truce that is taking place, this temporary peace that we're having, this temporary joy that the Palestinians have in order to live, to eat, to walk freely, is ensured in a, it's made into a permanent ceasefire. But we know the cure really lies in freedom and justice for the whole of Palestine, from the river to the sea, for every inhabitant of that land, for people to live in equality. It must be dismantled. The settler colonial system must be dismantled. Zionism must be eradicated for us to begin to do something. So we call upon our supporters, and we call upon South Africans to continue exercising the pressure on these, on our government, to enforce the Israeli boycott, the BDS that we are advocating, boycott, divestment and sanctions. We call on our government to use every platform on the international stage and the UN to kick Israel out of FIFA. We call on the South African government to ensure that there is no coal going there to Israel to fuel the genocide. But, you know, if you must make an assessment of what has happened, we have seen Israel suffering a strategic defeat. Netanyahu has an arrest warrant over the head. He's a criminal. He's been declared a criminal, and people want to arrest him all over the world. We have seen that Israel's strategic value in the world isn't what it used to be. People find it very repugnant to be associated with Israel. And its strategic position and asset for imperialism in the region has diminished. And it is morally bankrupt. If you want to compare somebody to the worst atrocities in the world or country, you refer to the pariah state of Israel. It has become the skunk of the world. And we must ensure that it doesn't spread the menace that it has imposed on the Palestinians and the Middle East in terms of imperiling peace, that doesn't come to South Africa as well, where the dishonorable chief rabbi is trying to foment the hatred and division in our community. That is why we must continue our press and our activity, our protest, both against Israel and the Zionist entity there and the local lobbies that they have here. We must shut down the embassy. We must continue to do that. But coming back again, if I must contrast it again with the scenes that we've seen in Palestine, it is heartbreaking and so celebratory at the same time. The killing of the children, the one of the first things that the Palestinians, some of the Palestinians said they're going to do is going to bury the dead. You know, the dignity in death for us is important, for closure and everything else. And to rebuild the schools, to rebuild the hospitals, to rebuild our homes, to build our agricultural field in Palestine, for us to become, for Palestinians to become sustaining. So that is what we are embarking upon. And there are several groups in South Africa who are doing exactly that. Imagine a year without school for children. Imagine a year without homes. Imagine a year roaming in the streets, at the mercy of nature in heat and cold, and now going back, and it shows the determination, the sumud the incredible resistance to occupation and genocide, and not to give up. You know, one of the Israel has suffered a strategic defeat. What the Palestinians have done against the fourth mightiest army in the world, backed by all the Western powers, what have they done? The Israeli intention was to eliminate them, to exterminate them, to expel them, to remove them from Palestine, and Gaza in particular. They've clung to their land. They refuse to be removed. They refuse to be driven into the desert. And they've offered their bodies. They'd rather be buried in Palestine than hand over their land, their olive trees, the sea, the food, the produce, the animals, then give it to the colonialists who want to settle in that land and claim it as theirs. So in there lies a great story for us in terms of how to handle challenges. Not to give up, not to subordinate yourself. We believe in equality. We won't accept the status of inferiority, no matter what you impose on us. And reawakens the legacy of apartheid in South Africa that we must still resolve. The fear and apprehension still remains that although the ceasefire came into effect yesterday, what is going to happen after Trump's inauguration? Netanyahu says that after the release of the hostages, Trump and Biden, the ingoing and outgoing president of the United States, have indicated that they will support him to relaunch an attack for whatever flimsy reason he requires. That is why we mustn't give up the organizing that we've done to ensure that this repetitive, compulsive killing of the Israelis, it gets stopped and it doesn't recur. We are going to meet at the St. George's Street steps on Wednesday, the vigil that we've been conducting now for the past 66 weeks. So please join us to ensure that we don't give up. Now is the time to redouble our efforts to ensure a ceasefire action. We must have ceasefire actions. Continue the protests in Buitengewoon Street, in the Boekop, in Athlone, in Somerset West, in the Deep Town, and all over Cape Town that we've had, and indeed all over the rest of the country. The price that we must pay for peace is eternal vigilance, and we cannot have peace in Israel or in South Africa until we dismantle apartheid, the legacy of apartheid here, and apartheid in Israel.
Professor,
thank you.
Shukran so much for your time and for your reaction this morning. Everything of the best, of course. And if there are any confirmed events like the one on Wednesday, inshallah, please do let our team know, and we'll, of course, have you back on air to talk about it. For now, though, Professor Yusuf Chikte, shukran so much for your time.
Thank you. All the best.